This is Richard Goldstein from the Investor's Herald. The last day of 2018 has arrived. What do 99% of Americans do? We create New Year's resolutions. Data says only 8% achieve these New Year's goals. Why is that? Simply lack of accountability. We think that when we write something down, we already achieved it. Whether they are, I will make $75,000 this year, or I will bench press 225 pounds by June. The problem is, you are keeping yourself accountable. It needs to be done by others. Find a support system that pushes you daily, and these goals will be surpassed. If your goals involve fitness, get a personal trainer. I have been working with one for nearly a year. And she is the one that holds me accountable. I trust her so much when it comes to the world of fitness. She sets my goals, and we have far surpassed them. Just having someone text you, you're working out today. Come to the gym at 4. This way, you feel bad and regret if you don't go. It's in your calendar. This is how you meet your goals. If it is in your head, and something comes up, I guarantee you won't go or delay it a day. For instance, so many of us try to get to the gym. We really do. Maybe the class runs a little late or we miss the bus. Well, there's a contagion effect to this. These days become weeks, and next thing you know, they are 2020 goals, not 2019 goals. Word of advice, just go. Find an accountability partner. Even if they have to yell at you when you are taking days off, it will make the difference. Now, if your goals involve finance, well, look for someone versed in finance, or on a bigger scale, look for a financial advisor. Set goals on how much you want to save weekly, monthly, and yearly, and more importantly, for what? You can't just say, oh, I want to save $37,000 because that's an awesome number. No. Will that $37,000 be enough to pay down your debts? Will it provide a weekend traveling to a new state? You need to know your numbers. You need to know what you're saving and what you're spending and how that is going to be able for you to grow as a person. Also, in 2019, I want you to become more aware of subscriptions. Do you need a Netflix, a Hulu, an Amazon Prime? I mean, that's $250, $300 a year just by getting entertained. Set goals. Put money aside for a down payment. And again, just have someone else be accountable for your actions. Someone you trust. If you're in the market for real estate, seek a real estate agent that pushes you to reach that goal. Again, and if you're seeking to become stronger in 2019, seek that trainer that will push you to reach your goals. Whatever your goals are in 2019, don't keep them on a single piece of paper, in a journal, in your wallet. Put them in the minds of others. That's what I am doing, and that's what will help you reach peak performance in the year ahead. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned for more to come.